Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, show to camera, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP on a miserable day throughout the Delaware Valley from a weather standpoint. And we're in bad moods also, or at least I am, because the two teams that played last night didn't look good. One won, one loss, but the Sixers even look bad in winning. There's a team that's supposed to play football in about 6 weeks. Actual, real NFL games. Whether they will or not still remains to be seen, but they are in the preparation mode and doing it, of course, with the head coach now back to the virtual mode of preparing them from home. For more on that and the birds, we go out on the Swartz-Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz-Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. From our website, 94WIP.com/GoBirds, where you can see all of his work, Mr. Elliot Short Parks. What's happening, Elliot?
Oh, you know, Joe, just living the Philadelphia sports dream every day here.
Boy, so. You're not kidding. Elliot, Doug Peterson, the news, of course, I think was 2 days ago. Were you impressed with how Doug handled it publicly yesterday? What did you make of his public presentation of the matter?
I thought it was very good. First of all, I thought the fact that he even talked, I thought was both important and a good call. When he was diagnosed, or at least it came out that he was diagnosed, I figured we would not be hearing from him until he was back in NovaCare. So I thought the fact that he talked yesterday what was a good decision by the team, and I thought Doug handled it really well. You know, he said he felt fine. He didn't go into details, which I understand. Obviously, we would love to know, but you know, it is a somewhat personal thing, so I can appreciate the fact he did not want to. But, you know, as someone that's talked to Doug all offseason, I thought he looked normal. He acted normal. You know, I do believe, obviously, now that he is asymptomatic based off at least those 10 minutes of talking to him. So I thought it was good.
Do you know, Elliot, if there are any plans, speaking of talking, are there any plans that you know for Deuce Staley to talk publicly as the leader in the building now? Mm-hmm.
It's a good question. I would imagine not this week. If maybe, it gets to the beginning of next week and Doug is still not back potentially. But I would say that if Deuce is going to talk, it would either be like this Friday or next Monday. But overall, I don't think he will. I would be surprised.
Elliot, we have new rule changes, roster rule changes in the NFL. Could you talk about those and how they affect the Eagles?
Yeah, so these aren't roster changes that maybe fans will get super excited about, but these are important roster changes that are going to impact the season. The first is the practice squad has been moved up to 16 players, but more importantly, you can now have six players on the practice squad that are veterans. So anybody, there's no longer a restriction of who can be on there. Six of those spots can go to veterans. The second is there's been changes to the IR. Last year, the Eagles could only bring back two players off IR. This year they can bring back as many as they want, and they only have to be on IR for 3 weeks. So, you know, later in the season, if a guy gets hurt, you know, you don't have to worry about if I bring this guy back, I can't bring the other guy back, and you also have a deeper practice squad. So rules that obviously are being put in place for COVID, but if you just look at the Eagles last 2 years and they've dealt with a lot of injuries, these are rules that, you know, hopefully don't benefit them and they don't deal with injuries, but if the injuries are similar to they were the last 2 years, these rules are going to benefit them.
That's a ton of extra flexibility. It's a big deal, but it's a big deal for everyone. It'll help other teams as well as the Eagles. All right, so we've got some major moves just recently off the top of my head in the NFC, you know, like Jamal Adams going to the Seahawks. Now we hear Jordan Reed signing with the 49ers. Are there any big moves in the works for the Eagles?
It's a good question. I'd be surprised. I know, you know, each week we talk, it seems like the Eagles are linked to a different player. You know, with Devontae Freeman, Jamal Adams, Jadeveon Clowney is still out there. I just don't see the Eagles making that kind of move. And, you know, the salary cap, it remains a problem, even though it was set at 175 and in some for 2021, I should say, even though it was set at $175 million, that's somewhat of a good thing. It still puts the Eagles almost, I think, $80 million over the salary cap. So they have a big problem coming up next offseason, and it's going to impact what they do this season.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here. Elliot, the quarterback room, and we use that term, but it really applies now. The actual room, you know, Doug was asked about separating quarterbacks. It's kind of a non-answer answer yesterday. So two-part question here. The first is, doesn't it seem logical that you would want to have – we'll just start with this question. I'll get to my second question. Doesn't it seem logical that a backup quarterback you would want truly separated from the rest? Meaning like Nate Sudfeld. Like, again, I've said it 100 times. I'll say it another 100 times. I'm not a coronavirus expert. But it just strikes me like having all the quarterbacks in the same room is really risky. Agree or disagree? Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it would be your top backup, because keep in mind, if you're going to truly quarantine somebody, if the objective of this quarterback plan is to just keep somebody away, then they're not taking reps during the week. You don't want him out there on the practice field around all the players if, you know, you're going to quarantine them. So I think that would be a concern. Now, what I do think would make sense is keeping a fourth quarterback and truly quarantining him. And then, you know, if it gets to your fourth quarterback, things are already not going great as it is, but at least you would have somebody on your roster that you know knows the offense. You're not signing somebody off the street. And, you know, right now their fourth quarterback is Kyle LaLeta. He was here last season. He's had reps with the players. So I would not do it with the top backup. I definitely wouldn't do it with Jalen Hurts. You want him in the building, you know, learning. But as a fourth guy, I could definitely see logic.
All right, so then to that point, second question, where does the Josh McCown situation stand? Do we know if he wants to play, wants to retire? And if he wants to play, why don't they just sign him?
Well, two answers to that. First, if he wanted to play, I think he would be here already. I know he signed late into training camp last year, but I think this year is a little different. I think if he was going to do that, he would have had to commit already just because of testing and all that type of stuff. But second, I mean, I don't think they really need him. You have Jalen Hurts. You have Nate Sudfeld. I like McCown as a veteran guy, but let's be honest, McCown did not play that great against the Seahawks. He got hurt in, you know, the first two quarters of real action. He's only older now. So, yeah, McCown's had a better career than Sudfeld, obviously, but at this point, I'm not sure he's a much better option.
Well, I'll just say this. He did not play well in the Seattle game, but to your point, he was hurt. I would have liked to have seen what he could do not hurt. And Kyle LaLeta, or whatever the heck that guy's name is, if I'm the Eagles, I'm signing Josh McCown. Now, maybe McCown doesn't want to do it. If you remember last year, he was flying back to his son's high school football games all the time.
Right.
You know, maybe during the pandemic, that's not as much of an option, and maybe that's not appealing to him. But I just know from an Eagles standpoint, I would want him to be an option. That's what I would want if I am Doug Peterson.
And I see that point, but in a veteran backup, like if they're going to sign a veteran, you want him to be one of two things. Either someone you're confident will play well when he goes in there, and you're also confident will be available. McCown doesn't check off either of those boxes, because last year when you needed him in both of those situations, he didn't get it done. And look, it's not his fault he got hurt. It's not his fault he got thrown in against Seattle. But regardless, these are the situations he's going to be put in this year. So I don't know how Nate Sudfeld is going to do. I don't know how Jalen Hurts is going to do. The fact that they only have one combined pass, real pass in the NFL, is concerning. I agree they need a better backup. I just don't think McCown is the answer.
Elliot, the players, I guess they start practicing on the 17th, correct? Like right now it's going to be walkthroughs until that point in time.
Mm-hmm. So there's a 2 or 3 day period prior to the 17th where I believe they can ramp it up a little bit more. They can put on shells. But, yeah, mm-hmm. 17th is like the first what we would know as training camp practice.
So it's hard to really get a feel for the way the team is shaping up, but is there anything coming out of that building with about the way guys are interacting? Everyone's interested
right.
in the Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts dynamic. Is there any news about the way guys are fitting together?
So I wish there was. You know, as I've said on the show, training camp is my favorite time of the year. The fact that we're not getting daily updates of things changing, of this guy playing well, of, you know, this guy interacting with this guy a weird way on the practice field, it's, you know, it's disappointing. But look, mm-hmm. they're really just not doing much. I mean, they just started walkthroughs. Prior to that, they were just training and lifting. So there hasn't been a ton Everyone we've talked to says that it's going good. The coaches feel safe. The players have said that they felt an off season of really being able to study the playbook has helped them. But yeah, I mean, really, until we see them on the field, I don't know how much is going to change short of an injury or you know, God forbid, a COVID test.
Or bringing in Yannick Ngakoue.
I
any rumors on Ngakoue and Clowney? Yeah. I mean, you hearing anything at all?
I would say the chances of Ngakoue playing for the Eagles this season are maybe 1%. If I mean,
sounded like your phone just said 0%.
Yeah, that's rough.
1%.
The minute the franchise tag became official for him and his cap hit this year was $16 million, the chances ended, in my opinion. Wow. Now, maybe for 2021, if he's a free agent, he wants to come here, maybe how he gets it done despite the cap complications. Mm-hmm. But I do not believe there is any realistic chance in Ngakoue plays for the Eagles this year.
All right, Elliot, good stuff, buddy. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it,
all right,
as always.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Elliot.
Elliot Sherparks. You know, one thing that hit me over the weekend, and I'm curious, John and James, if you guys have thought about this. So the decision to wipe away the preseason games in the NFL, on the surface, seems to make sense. You don't have a game, you have less exposure. On the other hand, you get the kinks out of the way with a game that doesn't count as it pertains to coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And the more I thought about it, like it almost gives me less feeling of, I don't know, comfort or assurance that the season, not assurance, but confidence that the season will happen. Because if you had a game, like, it's almost like they're running from playing, but then they're saying, but now we're going to play for real. And by the way, we're going to play for the next 5 months for real.
Well, also.
And you get no trial and error. Like, guys standing close to each other.
All
like,
that stuff.
Just
yeah.
kind of, I don't know, kind of weird.
Well, also, not just weird, but we already have talked for a while about how the first month of the season is sloppy to begin with because of the lack of, you know, the changes to the offseason training camp and less hitting and all
right.
that. Like, the first month of the season could be the ugliest thing we've ever seen during a regular season
yeah.
in the NFL.
Yeah, I find it.
I'm planning on it.
Kind of bizarre, frankly. I really do. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up, speaking of football, we have discovered some audio that I think you'll want to hear next. Let's put it this way. It ties into one of the three of us from yesteryear. And we'll have some fun with that up ahead next. Show to camera, John Ritchie. Phone calls as well on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.